Thursday, and Nan Lesnick is joining us. She's our retirement expert here at Power Talk Radio. Good morning, Nan.
Good morning, Mark.
So today we're going to continue on that theme of the 2020 Social Security and Medicare changes. Where would you like to start here, Nan?
I want to just circle back for just a moment to say that the changes to Social Security, it's not a settled issue.
Right.
Okay? Changes need to come, but nothing has yet happened. So focusing on what is rather than what might be, I think, is important for us.
Right.
So another thing that was in this article that I get questions about all the time is Social Security statements. And that is, I haven't gotten a Social Security statement lately.
Right.
And I always tell people that there's no rhyme nor reason, because there doesn't seem to be. What did they say that they stopped sending paper statements in 2011, citing administrative cost. However, in the ensuing years, they resumed a few mailings, including a one-time mailing to everyone with a Social Security number at age 25.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I got to tell you, Mark, there's not many 25, 35, or 45-year-olds that I know that have got Social Security on their mind.
No.
But anyway, it seems to me it would be more useful at a different age, maybe 55.
But I understand that you can always go online and look at your statement, right?
That's exactly what I was going to say. Don't rely on the mail for this. Don't be looking for it in the mail. You need to go online and establish an account. It's at ssa.gov, and it will lead you through creating an account. And you should do that early in your life so that you can keep track of your earnings and be sure that everything is recorded.
Okay.
Because mistakes happen. The Social Security Administration is amazingly accurate, but sometimes the employer, through some kind of a mail snag or something like that, the information didn't get to the Social Security Administration.
Right.
So you've got to be proactive on that.
I will tell you one thing I know that they are very efficient about is they must have a hotline from every coroner's office in America to the SSA office in Washington, D.C., because the minute somebody kicks the bucket, those checks stop.
Yep.
You don't get any like, oh, yeah, well, it'll take us a couple months to catch up with that. Boy, they get on it right away.
There are several agencies who are required to report death, and one of them is funeral directors.
Okay.
They have to notify the Social Security Administration that they're conducting a funeral so that that is not overlooked. Boy, that would be a fiasco.
Oh, wouldn't it, though? So I guess the only way around that is you bury Uncle Albert in the backyard and don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway.
Keep cashing his checks. Yeah.
There you go. All right. Yeah. Hey, we're going to continue talking about this, not about Uncle Albert. We're going to continue talking about the changes for Social Security 2020 coming up on the Saturday program with Nan Lesnick. Reach her online, lesnickcompany.com, or email is nan@lesnickcompany.com, and telephone number is 831-656-0236, and we'll chat again Saturday.
Thank you, Mark.